You'll hear a man on the radio paying tribute to someone called Gerald Durrell, who has recently died.
And we end today's program on a sad note. Here's John with a tribute to the zoologist and writer Gerald Durrell, who died earlier this week.
Gerald's was an extraordinary life, lived with great intensity in almost every part of the world, and he wrote about it with great vividness and over 30 books. The last time I saw him, he told me that people often said they wished they had lived a life like his, and he always replied, "Well, why don't you? All you have to do is get on with it." Apparently, they would then look rather embarrassed and talk about careers and having families to look after. "Really," he said, "people just don't have the courage to take a risk." And Gerald's life was full of risks. He never failed to do whatever he could to try to protect the animal life he loved so much. Gerald was born in India, but after the death of his father, his family moved first to Britain and then to Greece. His love of animals was obvious even from an early age. The first word he ever spoke was not mummy or daddy, but zoo. His career as a zookeeper and animal collector was established at an early age. He collected animals and insects in matchboxes or anything he could lay his hands on. His childhood adventures collecting these animals on the island of Corfu were recorded in his book, My Family and Other Animals, which became a bestseller and a television series. Gerald was largely self-educated, so he was amused when the book became one that British children had to study for their examinations. His love of animals became his life's work, which was to protect and preserve the world's animal life and habitat from ever-increasing destruction by mankind. The World Wildlife Fund, which he founded, and Jersey Zoo, which he also founded, were part of his attempt to do this. But an equally important part of his mission was to educate people and to make the public prevent this destruction. He did this through public speaking. He was a natural storyteller with a great gift for mimicry. Most obviously, though, he did it through his books, which he wrote to attract as wide an audience as possible. If it is possible to say that one man is responsible for today's ecology movement, then that man is Gerald Durrell. Gerald's books are full of good humour. This was a genuine and attractive side of his character. But he became easily frustrated, especially with other people, and on these occasions he had a terrible temper. He never displayed such impatience towards animals, and he always said that he preferred them to people.